Hello, everybody, and welcome back to this episode of Try Catch, sponsored by EI2. Here is another episode for our back-to-school series, where we talk to our teammates here at Farm Credit Services of America who are continuing their education in some way, shape, or form, and just talk through those personal experiences and how that learning's going and how it works in their personal lives and how they connect it back to their role here. So my name is Sydney Andreessen. I'm an application developer here at FCSA, and I am here today with Kyle for an awesome episode. So I will let you go ahead and introduce yourself.
Great. Thanks, Sydney. I'm excited to be here. Thanks for the invitation. My name is Kyle Perry. I'm the Vice President of Customer Success at Farm Credit Services of America and Frontier Farm Credit. That means that I have the pleasure of leading the team that works on content marketing and customer education programs. I've been with the company 7 years. Have worked in a number of different roles and had a number of different responsibilities. I've worked on beginning farmer programs, customer education, content marketing, short stint working on digital tools. Really enjoy the company, and I love that every day is an opportunity to learn something new, which is kind of what led me towards this idea of going back to school while I was working, which is what we're going to talk about today.
So. Awesome. Exciting. And I know that you have been enrolled in a very interesting program, so I'll have you introduce to us what that is.
Sure. So I just finished a dual master's program. It's called the MS-MBA in Food and Agribusiness. So it's a dual program that is a collaboration between Purdue University and Indiana University. And the dual degree comes from each university. So at the end of the program, I earned a master's in agricultural economics from Purdue and an MBA from Indiana University. It's about a 27-month program. It's cohort-based, and it's all focused on food and agriculture.
Awesome. So connecting it right back here to our industry. Yep. Here at FCSA. Can you tell me what it means to be a cohort-based program?
That's a good question. And that's probably one of the things that attracted me to the program. And as I reflect on it, probably the most valuable aspect of it. So for my cohort, there were 40 of us. We were a little bit larger. They're typically a little bit smaller than that, but I actually started after COVID, and they called us the COVID cohort because they think all of us got bored during COVID looking for something to do. So there were 40 of us, which was awesome because there were people from all over the world, all different backgrounds, working in all different aspects of the food and agriculture value chain, different levels of experience, different prior education. There's everything from one of my cohort classmates is the COO of Del Monte Fresh Fruit.
Oh, cool.
There's a early career sales reps in the Midwest that are selling farm inputs, corn, seed, fertilizer, chemical. There's a good friend who's a leads procurement for Nestle in Mexico. Another, I call these all good friends now. They were classmates. They're all yeah. Good friends. A product manager for an ag tech startup. I could go on and on. And that cohort aspect was really neat because it's a professional program, meaning we all had to be employed in the program. So there's no full-time grad students. It's all working professionals. And so as we go through the program, we're reading case studies, we're learning about financial management concepts or strategy or you name it. But we all kind of bring our own day-to-day perspective on that. Like, hey, here's what I'm experiencing in my job, and here's how we approach that at our company. So it really kind of grounded it in what's happening in the real world. And then now today that we're done with the program, we still have a WhatsApp thread, and we celebrate like personal life milestones with each other.
Awesome.
And then also kind of just share some happenings. The guy who works for Nestle shared a article about a collaboration with Cargill and Nestle for regenerative agriculture that he got exposed to. So like it's personal, but like we also just get to learn a lot from each other that continues on. So I could talk on and on about that aspect of it.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Awesome way to connect, and so cool that the 40 of you are able to go through that whole program together.
Mm-hmm.
I can see how that would be absolutely so valuable. All awesome. Can you tell me a little bit about how you found such a cool program?
I honestly don't remember where I first heard about it. I have a number of colleagues and friends and connections that have done it throughout the years. I have one coworker here at Farm Credit Services of America I know that's done it, a number of friends and colleagues from across the industry. So I don't remember exactly where I heard about it, but everyone talked about the value of the cohort component of it. And then I think the involvement in the industry that Purdue especially has in agriculture, and then IU and the business industry, that like made those really kind of a no-brainer that this was the program I wanted to do.
Anything else besides the cohort aspect of the program that you really want to highlight as a favorite piece?
The structure worked really well for a working professional. So it's technically 27 months in length, and there's a couple on-campus residencies. So each fall, I went to each campus, 1 week at Purdue, 1 week at Indiana University for those 2 years. And then there was about a week or 10-day international residency in Brazil.
Oh, so cool.
Yeah, that was awesome. I can talk about that a little bit more, too.
Absolutely.
But that structure really worked well, because then the rest of it was all virtual. So while it's not fun to have to work on an accounting exam on a Tuesday night, it does work well for a kind of a working professional, could manage my time the way I needed to.
Awesome. Absolutely. That way you can, you know, work it in the way you need.
Yep.
How about some challenges of the program?
So while it was nice to be able to work it in when I needed to, just the time management of it, just the management of doing the program. I think anybody that you'll talk to, whether it's a full-time or a working professional executive type program, the time management, which actually now that I'm done, like coming off of that time management, figuring out what to do with my time has also been an adjustment too. That's a challenge. But like day to day, from what am I learning and how am I using it perspective, it was really valuable. But I also found it somewhat challenging from time to time to kind of get out of the farm credit lane, because I would always think about like, what does this mean for ag lending and crop insurance? Mm-hmm. But I found that I got a lot more value out of the program when I kind of took a step back and especially engaged with my classmates around what they see across the food and agriculture value chain and what we were learning in class and how it applied to them. So to kind of like take off the farm credit hat when I was going to class to learn about it from an entire value chain perspective.
I think that's awesome, and a great benefit of kind of that joint program where it's not just an MBA, mm-hmm. but it's, you know, you still have that ag focus in. Mm-hmm. So you're able to step back from your day to day, but still the people that you're working with and the insights that they're bringing are still related to the industry as a whole.
For
to
sure.
Help bring that whole chain together. That's awesome.
Yep.
Are there any specific like projects or courses that you want to highlight for us today?
There were a couple that stuck out. One is the last course that we took, and it was a strategy course, and it kind of like brought it all together. We worked through actual case studies of agriculture and food companies, and then we'd work in teams to kind of write a recommendation or a synopsis or summary of what happened. But it was really about applying the principles that we were learning in that strategy course itself, but then also the culmination of everything that we had learned over the last 2 years. So it was a really good way to like take these concepts and apply them to the real world in light of things that had actually happened in the real world. And then going back to this cohort component, like because everybody in there is kind of working in a different role or a different part of the industry, they brought with them the perspectives that they have from their own experience. So it was kind of like a mismatch of all those different things kind of brought it all together. There's also a capstone project requirement that's part of it. And we all get to choose those individually. So I did one that I did some trend analysis on some interest rates and real estate values, kind of looking at some lending opportunities. And so that was a lot of fun to like take what I'm doing day to day at work and then apply it to this special project. So I'd say those really stuck out. In addition, there were some early courses that gave me some foundational information on like accounting and finance that I had known in general, but really got to round out some skills that I think helped me in my day-to-day job.
That's awesome. I love that you can, you know, have so much of your program feels so applied, where mm-hmm. I know, you know, in my own educational experiences. Sometimes you get in these discussions that sound so theoretical, hypothetical, but getting to feel like those discussions are practical and applying to real world things is awesome.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. There were some where we had to do some application on our own. I think the difference in the experience at Purdue and Indiana University really highlighted that, because Purdue, it was an ag focused program, and all the courses were ag focused, and all the instructors and professors were ag focused. At Indiana University, we were part of their broader online MBA program.
Oh, okay.
So while we like kind of showed up as a cohort, especially mm-hmm. on campus, a lot of those instructors were like, "Oh, we got the ag kids again." but they had no ag background, generally speaking. They were teaching core MBA concepts. So there's always the application of anytime you go to class.
Sure. That's a good context of more of how that program works. You know, not every course on either side is like, oh yes, we're part of this joint thing. It's
yep.
You're still going into one space and then leaving that and going into another space.
Exactly.
So that helps provide some good context. That's awesome. Now I do want to hear more about this Brazil trip mm-hmm. that you went on. So tell
yeah.
me about that.
So it was like 7 to 10 days, and we went to an area northwest of Sao Paulo.
Okay.
It's probably the best reference that most people would pick out on a map. And it's a heavily agricultural region. And the reason why we go to that area is there's a university there that has a relationship with Purdue.
Okay.
So one of the professors who's heavily involved in running the program, he actually spent a significant amount of time there. I don't remember exactly how long. So he lived in this area and so had a lot of connections both in the industry and with the university there. And that was really neat, because while we spent time learning about Brazilian agriculture and the entire global food and agriculture value chain, when we got to Brazil, we had direct connections with some operations there that really rolled out the red carpet for us. And we got to see some things behind the scenes. So we got to see sugarcane harvest. We got to go out in the field and see that actually happening for a massive sugarcane operation.
Oh, that's cool.
This thing's so big that there's one guy who his sole job is to watch cameras that are all over this massive operation and make sure there's no fires.
Oh, my gosh.
And so we got to see that end of the spectrum. We also got to see a cooperative that helps make and create a market for smallholder coffee growers. So we got to see a lot of the, like that wide spectrum, and we got to probably get some exposure and access to some companies and individuals and major players because of those relationships that existed. And learning about the infrastructure that exists in Brazil and how that's the same and different than what we experience in the U.S., and then their growing season. They can grow generally two crops in a given year.
Okay.
Whereas in our part of the world, in the U.S. here, we can grow one
corn and
soybean.
Season.
Exactly. So just learning about their challenges, their opportunities, and kind of their view of how things work was just, it was really neat.
That's awesome. I'm gonna go ahead and take a stab that we don't probably grow too much sugarcane around here in Nebraska.
I have never seen sugarcane in Nebraska. I know there's some in Florida.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So getting a little bit further south.
Yep. One of the really, as I'm thinking about the Brazil experience, one really fascinating part was orange production and orange
okay.
juice.
Okay.
And just learning about how oranges are grown, harvested, and processed in Brazil, and then shipped on giant tankers all around the world to supply the world's orange juice. I didn't understand how that value chain of orange juice production made its way around the world. So it was kind of cool to see it at the ground level.
That's cool. It's like a real life how it's made.
Yep.
But also not like the overly processed food. It's like this is the fresh stuff.
Yeah.
And how it happens.
Yep.
So that's awesome. Isn't Brazil like big in coffee? Like you mentioned coffee, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are they like not like the biggest coffee producers?
One of the biggest. Yeah. A large portion of the world's coffee does come from Brazil. I don't remember exactly the statistics, but yes, significant coffee production.
Awesome. So learning it from
yep.
the source. Sweet. Anything that you want to leave us here today with about how like this experience as a whole and how you've applied it to your role, or maybe even advice to others that are thinking about a path like this?
My advice is what's right for one person in terms of how they want to grow and develop and learn may or may not be what's best for others. This is what really worked for me. I think you're going to talk with Perry Briggs here yes. soon. He was going through a similar program at K-State at about the same time, so we would compare notes occasionally. So that was fun to kind of, you know, talk about what we were experiencing and go through that together. But there's other people that, you know, school's just not for them, and they choose to learn in other ways, and that's awesome too. This is, you know, I enjoy learning. I enjoy experiencing new things. Curiosity is one of my guiding principles in life. And so I'm just really curious, which is what had driven me to do this. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of ways to grow and develop. Grad school's one of them, and obviously I promote it, but there's a lot of ways to grow and develop.
Awesome. Well, thank you for this awesome discussion here today, Kyle. And as he said, we will be doing some more episodes in this back to school series. So thank you for joining us today, and stay tuned for the next episode of Try Catch.
This is great. Thank you.